American Tim Frericks remembers visiting the world-famous Grand Canyon as a child. He recalls looking up from the very bottom of the Grand Canyon at the huge walls of rock hundreds of meters above his head. At the time, Frericks was not excited about the long walk back to the top, and he never imagined he would one day run up the trail along the side of the canyon's walls. Frericks had that childhood memory after he ran from the canyon's north rim to the south rim. He finished the 34-kilometer rim-to-rim run with what is called the fastest known time, or FKT. There was no prize, only the unofficial record for the fastest race time. This kind of award has become a goal for athletes in all kinds of activities on trails, mountains, and mountain cliffs.
Endurance events have captured the imagination of an increasing number of trail runners, climbers, and mountaineers. Social and traditional media have helped create attention for these men and women. In the past, the competitors may not have been well known, but now they can earn money from company sponsorships. The Associated Press reports that Frericks' run, completed in under 2 hours and 40 minutes, was one of several notable records set in October. Two rock climbers made history at Yosemite National Park in California. They set a speed record for climbing up the huge wall of El Capitan in under 2 hours 20 minutes. Normally, this climb takes experienced climbers 3 days. Sean Bearden is a trail runner and a physiology professor at Idaho State University. He says endurance events have been influenced by a number of things. They include the development of lighter equipment, growing interest in long-distance running, and the ability of people to follow athletes' progress online. Some people are refusing to wait for traditional races and compete whenever they want. The FKT stuff is a cool dynamic, said Tim Frericks. You're out there alone a lot of the time. There isn't much publicity. It feels more pure.
There is a long history of people setting out to set speed and distance records. For years, sailors have attempted to set records for sailing around the world. Swimmers have successfully crossed the English Channel since 1875. And now, simply climbing to the top of Mount Everest, the world's tallest mountain, is not enough. Some climbers want to see if they can be the fastest at reaching the top. I think it's a natural human tendency to keep pushing back the human boundaries of what's perceived to be possible, like trying to set a world record, said Peter Bachwin, a Colorado native. Bachwin, a trail runner, created a website for listing fastest times. Runs and climbs that once took months, weeks, and days are now being completed in only weeks, days, and hours. As one of the few people keeping unofficial records, Bachwin is now seen as a judge of whether a claim is true. In the past, people self-reported their successes on the honor system. Now, modern technology can prove if the claims are true using global positioning system records, digital photographs, and social media posts.
Sometimes it is difficult to keep records. Bachwin was the first person known to run the Muir Trail in under 4 days. The Muir Trail travels along some of the most beautiful parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains. On foot, the trip normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Bakwin said he would run about 80 kilometers a day and only take short breaks to sleep. However, he also took time to enjoy nature. He remembered being tired one night and decided to climb to the top of a mountain under a full moon. It was magical, he said. It's hard to explain the attraction of pushing your limits of endurance in nature. Some people get it, and some people think it's totally crazy. However, his best time from 2003 did not last even a year before someone broke his record.
In October, Americans Brad Gobright and Jim Reynolds broke the speed record for climbing up El Capitan. They climbed the 884-meter vertical wall in 2 hours and 19 minutes. Their time beat the record set 5 years earlier by Americans Hans Florin and Alex Honnold. To set the new record, they took a risk by bringing very little equipment with them as they climbed. This helped them go faster, but also meant they had little protection from falling. They also did not carry any water. Florin has held the speed record for climbing El Capitan 8 separate times. Florin said many people have asked him if he would try to set the record again, but at the age of 53, he said he feels too old. Frerix, who is 26, is the same age as Florin when he set his first record on El Capitan. Frerix imagines his rim-to-rim run will be broken, but if so, he will try to reclaim it again. I'm Phil Dierking.
And I'm Alice Bryant.